nature of the text.
Okay, you have Senate House Bill 214, Forgiveness of Judicial Services Debts. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Let's see, I guess just a minute. You're talking this, why don't you just give us kind of a brief background? I think there's a no real problem with it.
In 1976, Chapter...
State name for the record.
Mitch Grava from the municipality of Anchorage. In 1976, 219 SLA 1976 was passed, and the effect of this legislation was to relieve political subdivisions for judicial services rendered by the state. Prior to that time, when the state rendered judicial services like magistrates or district court judges, the political subdivisions were billed, and they had to pay the state for those services. Well, when this legislation was passed, the political subdivisions then no longer had to pay the state for that money. However, when the legislation was passed, it didn't say anything about amounts that were owed before 1976. In Anchorage case, that amount is $250,000. In other political subdivisions, it's a considerable amount of money. And what this would do, HB 214, would relieve the political subdivisions for paying those costs for pre-1976 judicial services. Our position is that HB 214 is very consistent with the 219 SLA 1976.
Could you give us a little bit more background about what kind of judicial services specifically we're talking about? Enforcement of municipal ordinances, for example?
Essentially, yes. That's what a district court judge, that's how he functions. And most of his time is taken up in that particular area. In fact, all of it.
Mr. Chairman, I would have one question.
Yep.
On the letter that we had in connection with this bill, the indication was that Anchorage's was about 126.5.
Hmm.
I don't understand the discrepancy in the figures there.
Hmm. Senator, I see what you have. The figure I got was from OMB, and it's 250,000. I don't know where they got that from. But that is a large discrepancy, $125,000.
Then, Mr. Chairman, again, on the fiscal note, it indicates 262,029. Oh, that's two bills.
Pardon?
No, that's the same bill in House and Senate. On the fiscal note, it indicates 262,000.
There's an appropriation bill that we passed out of here some time back. House bill. What number is that? Do you remember? Look in the status of bills in Senate Finance. And there's a appropriation bill, House bill. It's probably 213 or 215 or something like that. Yeah. It's an appropriation bill.
Public Works?
No. Let me see. We should have it on file, yeah.
Is
424 is the...
People know what they covered.
Well, 424 is the companion appropriation bill that goes along with this, but you're right, it's really a strange set of circumstances here. Lisa, did you look into, on this House Bill 214, forgiving judicial services, on the fiscal situation with respect to Anchorage, we have three different numbers.
I don't believe that that bill was in my committee. I don't recall it.
Finance. Yeah, and you never did get it.
No, I don't think we did, and so I really don't know anything about it.
You only have one figure from us, is that correct, Senator, the $250,000?
Yeah, $250 from you, $262 from the fiscal note by the court system. And where's the third one?
Yes.
Where's the third one, Glenn? In this?
Huh?
$126,500?
Yeah. Right. Well, this really puzzles me because Fairbanks is in this one for $101,000 in the fiscal note that came dated February 25th, 1977.
Anchorage, no Fairbanks, $126,500.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not suggesting that Fairbanks needs to be on the list, but we
if it has something coming to
it,
yeah, I can't explain it. Wait a minute now, this is, subsequent to July 1st, 1975, not precedent to it. I think somebody's confused. And here they say, yeah, okay, the fiscal note and the bill is subsequent. Well, wait a minute. Okay, here's what the problem is. The letter from the Supreme Court is handwritten House Bill 214, but it's not. It's House Bill 424.
That picks up the amount.
Yeah, and that's the subsequent amount.
Yes.
What we're looking for is the precedent amount,
which is our figure, $250,000.
Mr. Chairman, it says prior to 76.
Where does it say that?
In the letter from the Municipality of Anchorage, the second paragraph.
Yeah, see, but they're talking about two different things. This letter from the court system is mislabeled. It's labeled up here House Bill 214, but
yeah,
it's not.
Actually,
it's House Bill 424.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's a closed issue.
Yeah.
That's a debtor.
Well, it's not dead, it's in finance. But it's beyond our purview at this point. The question is,
what is our debt, and what are the other or political subdivisions' debt?
The following amounts, the only thing information we have now is this is 214, which is the fiscal note, which just indicates 262 to Anchorage, 101 to Fairbanks, and 29 to Kenai.
That's an old fiscal note, Mr. Chairman.
Well, it's an old bill.
577.
It's an old bill.
Mm-hmm. That is an old bill.
Well, the difference there isn't nearly as great. There's $12,000 difference.
Well, it says approximately $250,000.
Mr. Chairman, at the same point, at the same time, isn't there going to have to be an appropriation bill to go with this baby?
No. When a bill passes, the amount in the fiscal note automatically goes in the budget. Now the budget's closed, and so when, well, any bill that passes after the budget's closed automatically gets put into it. Okay. Let's see.
We maybe have Ben call Fairbanks and cautiously inquire if the state owes them any money.
Mr. Chairman, I did do that this morning, and I talked to the borough attorney, Jim Mordale, and he said that there was no Fairbanks and no fiscal involvement in this. However, I could specifically draw this figure of $101,725 for detention and ask them to research this from the borough standpoint. He said the bill would have no fiscal impact on Fairbanks and West Bend Borough. City of Fairbanks, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Well, the court system is an error. I don't know why there would be particularly. It's to the municipality's advantage. It's got to go to finance anyway, and I suppose we'll... I don't see any great discrepancy between the Anchorage letter and the fiscal note. You're saying that at least Nordale didn't have any recollection or indication that Fairbanks has owed money?
That's true. Apparently I made a mistake there. However, I thought Fairbanks and automatically assumed
the borough.
The borough. And I didn't look at this closely enough and read that city.
But he may not.
So he would not be aware of any city of Fairbanks. So.
I'm sure they do, though.
Yeah, I don't think the court system would put it.
Again, Mr. Chairman, I think the thing is here only philosophically. I think the exact amount is probably up to the Finance Committee.
Mm-hmm. How about that? Do I hear a motion?
We'll pass it out with DuPont's recommendation.
No objections? So ordered. Say anything? Okay, we'll go take it up again as long as Malone's here. We just passed out 214. And we're going to have words with you on another bill of yours. 190, which we passed out.
I don't want to talk about that one.
I don't want to talk about it either. Let's take up. We have passed it out. Unless we want to say something.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
See how influential you are. As soon as you start walking in the door, we get it out for you. We don't even bother fooling around. Okay, we have before us House Bill 941. Mitch, could you give us a background on this?
Okay, Senator. This bill deals with a lease agreement between the state of Alaska and the city of Anchorage at that time concerning the facilities at Third and Post in Anchorage. I won't go into the background in terrible particularity because it's outlined in our letter to the committee, and I won't get into the legal aspects of the dispute between the state and the city, because our legal department is handling that. The problem is that in 1974, Third and Post facilities were leased to the municipality with an arm's length transaction. The lease called for rent of $100,000 a year plus, I think, $10,000 for the option to purchase the facilities after 10 years. That would amounted to something like $1,100,000, and it was appraised in 1974, and that was a reasonable amount for the facilities in 1974, and the rent was a reasonable amount.
The 74 appraisal was about $1 million?
Yes.
And the option to purchase portion of the lease was how much?
$10,000 a year.
For 10 years?
Yes.
Now, that was in addition to that option to purchase, there was actually an ongoing lease in addition?
Yes. Yes.
How much was the lease?
$100,000 per year.
Okay.
In 1976, after the lease had been functioning for a couple of years, the state wanted to rescind the lease. And either quiet title or rescind lease, I'm not quite sure which they did. Whatever, they filed suit, and the lease agreement is now in litigation. It's in dispute. It's at the summary judgment stage right now, and it'll probably take between a year and a half and 2 years for the legal question to be finally resolved. It's a very complex legal question. They allege that the lease was illegal on three grounds. First of all, that the Commissioner of Highways lacked authority to enter into the lease purchase agreement because the Director of the Division of Lands was the only official who could execute such an agreement. Secondly, that appropriate public notice was lacking. And thirdly, that the property was appraised 6 rather than 3 months prior to the lease purchase agreement. Our position in the lawsuit, as I said, is being handled by our legal department, and I want to get into the details of that. What this bill will do is ratify the lease purchase agreement between the state and the city of Anchorage, now the municipality of Anchorage, and it will direct the Director of the Division of Lands and the Commissioner of Highways to recognize that lease purchase agreement. Our position is that the state is relying on loopholes and technicalities to rescind the lease purchase agreement. It's not clear, I'm not that familiar with the lawsuit, but it's not absolutely clear one way or the other whether this was a proper lease. Our position is that it was, but that eventually is going to be determined in court. It was an arm's length transaction. There wasn't any overreaching. It was a fair amount of money for the facilities each year. The purchase price was a fair purchase price. It was two public entities dealing with each other. It wasn't a business deal. It was an arm's length transaction.
Okay, so this bill then would say, okay, that lease was in fact a correct lease.
Yes.
And all the promised payments, et cetera, if there are any back payments, will be made, brought up to date, and go on as though the lease had never been challenged.
Yeah.
And Anchorage is willing to pay $100,000 a year and for lease, $10,000 a year as the option to purchase.
Absolutely, yes.
Do you want to purchase outright or just go along with that arrangement until 10 years has passed, or how do you?
I think our position would be that we want to go along with that arrangement.
Follow
yes.
the contract.
Yes, follow the contract as it was written in 1974. Okay. We feel that it's unconscionable at this time for the state to rely on loopholes and technicalities to get out of the agreement, because on the one hand, we're being encouraged by the state to develop a mass transit system. By the way, our people mover system, the basic housing of the people mover is at this location, Third and Post. And on the one hand, the state is encouraging us to develop mass transit, to work very hard to do that in Anchorage. And yet on the other hand, with this suit, they're telling us we're going to throw you out and we're going to make you search around downtown for another housing facility for your mass transit system. And
Mr. Chairman, has the state, have they alleged anywhere that they have a need for the facility, or is it purely on
the we're going to have to stay here just a minute.
The state will answer that question.
Okay, I think we've pretty well got the background on this.
We just feel that it's the bill is proper, and it's proper for the legislature to express its intent that mass transit be a viable and productive in Anchorage.
Okay.
And we think this bill would do that.
Representative Rudd, did you have this bill in your committee, and do you want to?
No, I did not. But I
make a statement.
Asked for its introduction. No, I'd rather listen. I've been called for a quorum call, and I'd rather hear what he has to say.
Okay.
We're going to the same side.
Okay. Pete?
Okay. I'm in somewhat of an awkward
position.
Could
you state your name for the record?
Yeah, Pete Frelick, Attorney General's Office. I was just called a half hour ago in Rich Burnham's absence. Rich Burnham is the Assistant Attorney General who is handling the lawsuit against the City of Anchorage, and he wrote a letter at Representative Rudd's request. Did you get a copy of this? To Senator Croft, which I provided copies to the committee. And I think that the approach that I'd like to take, since I'm really not all that familiar with the specifics, I could try to answer general questions, but basically just rely on this letter, which sets out in summary form the facts. And I think that the last paragraph on page 2 is a good nutshell of the dollar amounts involved. One interesting line in the middle is that, in the middle of this paragraph, it's set out that by paying $36,000 at the end of 10 years, the municipality would be the owner of the property. What the agreement really amounts to is nothing more than a 10-year interest-free loan in the amount of $1.1 million.
Well, Mr. Chairman, could I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I'm more interested in the last paragraph on page 1, where you say it was definitely conceded by all that the state did have a need for the property. If the state had a need for the property, why in the world did they agree to?
That's a very good question. That gets to the central issue in the lawsuit. You had a department and a division, the Division of Lands of the Department of Natural Resources, which is the land manager for all state lands, and our position is that they are the only agency which should be involved or can be involved in disposing of, either by sale or lease. In this instance, involved both methods, disposing of land. Then you had the Department of Highways, which in those days was a fairly autonomous, or tried to be pretty much autonomous agency, almost.
Well, Senator Hagman's question was, did the state have a need for property?
Understand that was the question. I thought you're asking, how did it happen? Yes,
well,
the state needed
the
property.
That the state needed the property, why in the world did they see fit to go ahead and...
Well, what you had was, what I'm trying to say is, you had I'm not sure which agencies needed the property, but it wasn't the Department of Highways. The Department of Highways basically had one man, the former commissioner of the Department of Highways, decided that he was going to enter this transaction. And he did it without consulting other agencies and without the approval of the Department of Law.
But are you prepared to say which agency it was that did in fact need this property, or are you saying that a proper inquiry to other agencies was not made?
I'm saying both. I cannot give you the specifics. There are agencies, I think probably Mr. Burnham, who's versed in the facts of this case, could tell you which ones needed it then and which ones need it now. And I'm also saying that there wasn't communication between agencies. Anyway, the second half of this letter is...
Okay, you're also alleging that it's just not a very good deal, that in fact the municipality is getting interest-free payments on a piece of property, and really the value is worth more than the municipality is paying.
Right.
Okay. Which, of course, could have been certainly figured out at the time they went into...
Yes, and would have been if the disposal was handled by the proper agency.
You don't think the commissioner of the Department of Highways figured this out and saw that, in fact, there's an interest-free loan?
It doesn't appear that he did, no.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure what the state's getting at, though, whether the state is only getting at the fact that they somehow rather blew about $1.5 million there, or whether they're getting at the fact that they do indeed need the property. Strikes me as being the wrong piece of property in the right place as far as the state of Alaska goes. Seems to me as though it clearly is something that the municipality of Anchorage is,
mm-hmm.
Where they need it.
There are different, there's many means by which the municipality of Anchorage can legitimately get land from the state. Municipal selection bill, which is the municipal selection statute, which is on the books now, and there's a bill to revise it. There's 3805.310, I think it is, or 315, public purpose grants of land to municipalities. There's also just ordinary purchases, and there's other ways that they can get this land legitimately.
Not that piece of land.
I don't know about that piece of land. But
I have a question in your mathematics here. 10 years at $10,000 to me adds up to $100,000 and not $90,000. Could you explain how you put the $90,000 on page 2?
No, I can't. That could be a typo. That's not my letter, as I said.
Hmm. Well, it's repeated twice, I imagine it's not
right. Typo. Well, give or take $10,000 then. I'd like to inquire of the chairman if there's anybody else from the state here, but there might be somebody that could address that question of what agency needs this land, because that seems to be of concern to the committee.
The question is not maybe what agency needs the land now, it's just what agency could have foreseen the need at the time the lease was entered into, and I'm not sure how we're going to resolve that. We're looking at 4 years ago, basically.
Right.
Somebody's going to have to say, yeah, I, as deputy director of whatever agency, I would have been more than willing to take that at the time because of a great need somehow. I know that the state is leasing some, I see. Department of Natural Resources has their historic sites to people down that area somewhere.
There's some sort of disaster office being leased back on that site.
We have that gentleman here. He has his own concern. Okay, if the legislature passes this, are we in fact finished with the issue, or do you, in your opinion, will the issue still be before us in some way, shape, or form, assuming it's not vetoed?
The issue as to this particular parcel of land, or the broad issue of authority of departments?
Well, both.
I believe that we will still have the broad issue of the authority of the department, what is now the Department of Transportation, to dispose of land. And as to this parcel, I can't really say. I think there's a good chance that this would probably settle it. There's a possibility that that the issue would remain whether this bill could indeed accomplish what it purports to do. In other words, whether the legislature has the authority to go back and retroactively ratify what was an illegal transaction at the time it was entered.
What has this been discussed as to what the position of the administration would be should the bill pass? Will the governor veto it because it's in some way an illegal bill? Or would let it stand and continue to challenge the basic principle of the ability of an agency other than natural resources to sell or lease land?
I haven't been party to any discussions like that, but there may have been some. I don't know.
But you do feel that the passage of the bill would, in fact, reinstitute the lease as it was entered into, leaving open the question of whether or not the agency has the authority, the DOT has the authority to...
Well, if the bill does anything, I assume that's what it would do, is ratify this lease. I mean,
that's the intent of the bill.
That's the purpose of the bill.
Yeah, that's the intent of the bill. Now, I'm not an attorney, so and you are, so I'm asking
right.
You, is it the AG's opinion that the passage of the bill will at least settle this particular issue, even if it leaves open the broader issue of the ability of an agency other than natural resources to sell or lease land?
I can't give you an opinion on that.
But you do feel that the basic issue of other agencies will be open, even if this bill passes?
Yes.
And you don't really know if it will settle, from a legal standpoint, if it will settle the particular issue?
That's right.
Could you find that out or get an opinion to us? If really nothing would be settled with this bill, I'm not sure what we'll do.
One thing that if I could add, the gentleman representing the municipality of Anchorage mentioned that it would probably take a couple of years to resolve the complex legal issue here. And my understanding of this suit, I'm not the attorney handling it, but it's been completely briefed and argued, and it's before the Superior Court judge. Now, perhaps we're talking about, maybe the gentleman was talking about a Supreme Court appeal. But I would imagine that we're talking about a matter of, by midsummer for the Superior Court decision.
We'd also be interested in knowing if, in fact, there is any agency that has an immediate desire and need for this. It appears that the municipality does. They are using it now, as I understand, for the people mover, which, as a matter of state policy, is supported. I'd be interested to know if somebody on the other side, or the state has some agency that with a particularly strong need for that property. Not just, as I understand, you have a portion of it, is that correct?
We have one of the three main buildings. We tried to get two, and administration at that time handled the school.
Okay, I just wanted, yeah, okay, we'll get to you in just a minute.
Okay, basically, two questions then, Mr. Chairman. You'd like a legal opinion on the effect of this bill?
Yeah, if it were passed, assuming it wasn't vetoed, what would the legal effect be, in particular, with the particular issue at hand, namely this particular lease,
right,
and the broader issue of the ability of another agency, other than natural resources, to lease or sell land?
Right.
If either or both of those would be unresolved. Secondly, if the bill passed the legislature, would the administration feel it had to be vetoed, or would it accept it, or what would be the result? And
then third, agency needs.
And then, is there another agency that has evidenced a particular need for this piece of property?
Okay. I'll try to get that to the committee then.
Okay. Questions, Bob?
No, we're going to hear from the state, from the agency. That,
yeah.
State right. Agency. That,
yeah.
Thank you.
Lisa, do you have any... Could you state your name for the record?
Floyd Johnson, Alaska Division of Emergency Services. We occupy the old Highways Administration building in that complex.
Let's see, that's the Department and Division of Hess?
Department of Military Affairs.
Military Affairs, sorry.
Division of Emergency Service. And we entered into a lease agreement with the Department of Highways. We initially wanted two of the three major buildings, and other agencies, one that was administration, and I don't recall what the other one was, but they were going to take the other two buildings. We did get the one building. And when this lease purchase agreement was signed in 1974, we were notified by the Attorney General's office through the Department of Administration not to sign a lease agreement with the city, that this thing was going to be determined in court, and not to make any monthly rent payments. So we're bill every month. We have every bill in 4 years, monthly bills for that rent from the city. And what our problem is in FY75 we lapsed the rent money, and in FY76 that money was lapsed. Now we did get FY77 funds committed, and we have FY78 funds. So if this thing is settled before the end of June, or else we lapse it this year also.
Okay, you have, what happened to 77 funding?
What do you call it? You get it held over another year. So it's still on the state books. We went to legislative budget audit and had it
carried forward, or
whatever.
Yeah.
Committed.
So what is the total owed?
The total we owe as of the 14th of this month was...
Let's say the end of the fiscal year. Do you have that? Well, what's the monthly?
$1,926.40 a month.
So that would be roughly how much would that be?
$93,430.
Okay, that it is legitimate debt that you owe to the municipality.
Right.
Okay. Okay, when did you enter into this lease with the Department of Highways?
Oh, I don't know what year they moved out of there, but we were there a couple of years, so they must have moved out around 72 or so. They still used one building until 74.
Okay. And your concern with this, and if this is settled, the impact on your budget?
The impact on our budget.
Okay. Are there alternative places for you to go should the municipality decide that it needs all the space, or
no.
is your lease one that will be carried over to the end of the until the municipality actually owns it, or how does that work?
I didn't. The deputy director was coming down, but they bumped him on the plane this morning, so he didn't make it. But he had the files.
Could you get him to send us a memo as to
lease agreement?
How? What will be the effect of the passage? Or if the lease goes on as was originally signed, the municipality will ultimately get it, whether you have the right to stay there through the state's actual ownership. Do you have a right to stay there even after the municipality has owned it? Can the municipality kick you out anytime it wants to, or what kind of is the status for your needs? Also, if this was unavailable to you, where would you go? Where would your agency go?
It's ironic. This property goes from 3rd up to 5th Avenue, and there's two blocks up facing 5th Avenue, and we had a building up there, and the city condemned it. And that's when we made the arrangement. Then as soon as they condemned it, they put OPAG in there, Old People's Action Agent Group. But they forced us to find a place. But we've been looking, and I don't know if it came up in this year's capital budget, but every year we ask for an emergency operations center to be tied in with some other building, state building.
Is that you there on top of 5th, across the motorcycle?
Yeah, we used to be up there.
Yeah. Okay, where you're now?
Down on 4th, and the 4th there inside the highway complex. There. But that's all one chunk of property.
Yeah. You don't have to be downtown for the reason, do you?
No. No, we had been promised some acreage out at off of Tudor Road, and there were all well, I think troopers are out there now, public safety highway, where highways moved.
Actually, that would be.
But we just have never been able to tie in our space with other state construction. This would be ideal if we could do this.
Okay, thank you. What would the municipality do if this line was no longer available for the people mover? Is there some other place to go, or very difficult?
Well, I just made a comment that if we would ideally like to stay downtown for dispatching reasons, and if they're having a hard time finding space and they're only using one building, we're using probably twice, maybe a little bit more, as much space as they are. It'd be impossible for us to find another place downtown.
Well, is it necessary for you to be downtown?
I think it is. For technical, very technical transportation dispatching.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I did ask to have this bill introduced because it seemed to me that an agreement which had been entered into in good faith by both parties and between two public bodies, two different governments, was not one that should be subject to litigation 2 years after the fact. It was almost 2 years after the agreement was entered into before the administration, for some reason, decided to challenge it. I do take a little bit of offense at Mr. Frelick's characterization of this by inference, at any rate. He mentioned ways in which the city of Anchorage could legitimately get land from the state, the inference being, of course, that this is not a legitimate lease, or it's not a legitimate way for this city to get land. and I do take offense at that. This was a lease that was entered into in good faith by the city and by the state, according to everything that that was available at the time. There is a definite legal question as to whether or not the Commissioner of Highways had the authority to do it. And there's also the question on the appraisal. But the fact is, I have been told by people who are very familiar with state leases that if the lease is overturned by the court on either of those bases, there are probably a number of other state leases of land which also would become illegitimate or void for the same reasons. So that we may be looking here at the tip of an iceberg. If the state is successful in voiding these leases, it's very possible that a number of other leases will be voided on the same basis if the court rules in the state's favor. And I have to comment that there, on the question of need as to whether or not the state needs the land or any agency of the state needs the land, I have absolute confidence in the creative thinking of this administration to demonstrate that there is a state need for that land. I'm sure that they can demonstrate that because they can demonstrate that the state needs every square inch of land that it now owns. The reluctance of the present administration to give up land is really incredible to me. Well, I'm sorry, but it is. It's just incredible. So I have every confidence that they will be able to demonstrate to you that the state has a need. The fact is that the city of Anchorage also has a need and has been there for 4 years and so on. So I really do support the bill. No questions? Thank you.
Okay, sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Don Berry, representing the municipality of Anchorage, and also here in strong support of committee substitute for House Bill 941.
Okay, do you have anything to add that Mr.
No.
Grabo didn't touch
yes,
on?
Yes, okay. I think that he failed to mention that not only was this signed in good faith between the municipality or the city of Anchorage at that time and the Commissioner of Highways at that time, but there was also a further verbal agreement between the governor at that time and the mayor of Anchorage that this was a legitimate lease and that he would ask, the governor would ask a more personal favor that part of it be used for mass transit, which at that time was under the authority of the borough. And the mayor of Anchorage, in full recognition that he was signing a valid lease purchase agreement for this land, agreed to do that and has done so since unification. It's interesting to note that they paid $110,000 a year for 4 years. Nothing in the suit has said that the state would be glad to give that money back to the city and the municipality of Anchorage. And further, in order to encourage mass transit, the state has been giving the municipality of Anchorage some $850,000 a year. And now they're coming out and taking away the best piece of land and the maintenance center for the mass transit that serves about half the people in the state of Alaska. I maintain it was a valid lease purchase agreement and that the state is just going in after the fact and deciding that possibly they need the land now, when knowing at that time, which I assume is just as an intelligent administration, felt that this was a logical thing to do. I just think the bill should be supported, and I don't think the state has given any valid reason for trying to take the land away.
Okay. The governor was Egan, the mayor was who?
Mayor Sullivan.
Okay, and they informally agreed that the lease ought to take place, and with the additional...
It was a personal request from the governor.
That it be used for mass transit purposes?
Yes. And even though mass transit at that time was not Mayor Sullivan's responsibility, he agreed to that because they did need the land, and he thought this would be the most best public service for the land.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'm rather intrigued by the designation of this as being an arm's length transaction. I've always considered an arm's length transaction as being someone else actually doing the negotiating rather than the two parties directly involved. And it looks to me as though it was Commissioner Campbell directly who was involved with the city directly. I don't call that arm's length.
Could we have a little legal opinion? What
I
is
have
arms
no
length
definition of arm's length in those.
It's just kind of curious.
Well, arm's length, I think, just means that both people are equal standing. You've got somebody that's got something that somebody else wants. They're dealing with each other as equals. You both have options other than each other.
I'd like to argue with you, but I really have something to found it on.
Just not
no,
mine.
I have no
idea. Not mine either. I can't point to anything that's different.
No, we just think that two public bodies signed it in 1974, and this is a little late for one public body to come back and try to invalidate.
Okay.
Although we seem to have no trouble going the other way at Katzimak Bay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I wonder if Mr. Berry would draw any parallels between this and the Teamster Agreement.
Other than the fact it's two public entities. And I wouldn't. I just don't think two public entities are going to be the same.
Everyone seemed overjoyed, though, that that was reopened for the benefit of the state of Alaska.
I've never expressed any enjoyment at it.
Senator, I'm a Rudy, I voted involved.
Nor was I ever questioned about it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
I see we have the mayor's, are you still the mayor's representative, or is your function?
Yes, I work for the mayor.
Are you here to testify or just adjourn him?
No, I'm here to listen to the August.
We may be here until August, too. In which case we will
be.
That's
not what I meant.
Oh. Okay, anybody else got anything to say on this? I think we need some more information before we can put it out. There's a number of unanswered questions. I would appreciate we're gonna get the Department of Transportation here in a big hurry. If you know anything about the lease in the downtown Anchorage,
I'm acquainted with it, sir.
Okay, thank you. we get some of this information we requested as soon as possible, hopefully early next week, if you can get some of those things to us. I don't know what else we can get from Anchorage on it.
Senator, could we also supply an opinion as to what the legal effect of the bill
is? Yes, certainly. Certainly. If they're different, I guess we'll still be kicking around. Okay, thank you very much. Adjourned. I guess we still have this on our hands.